Business Growth with Riri Okoye is brought to you by First Bank.
You First Bank.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives entrepreneurs and business owners an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm going to be talking to you about how to create your sales and marketing strategy. But before that, let's talk statistics. Did you know that 80% of business owners fail because of ineffective marketing strategies? That means that they may have a great product or service, but they're just not good at marketing. Again, another statistic, 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 9th contact, but a lot of business owners give up very early. They make a contact the first time, the second time, the third time, they say, nobody wants my business, nobody wants my products or services. The fourth time, they give up. You always have to be either marketing or selling. And you can do that without being too salesy. In this day and age, we call it being a sales advisor. Let the customer know that you have their best interest at heart. Show customers what you can do for them. Share testimonials. Get your raving customers to rave about you, to talk about you online. Give value, go the extra mile. Okay, so let's talk about your marketing strategy. Now, if you were to come on one of my coaching, I would go through what I call a high value marketing system. And because I love you, I'm going to share the high value formula today. I don't really have that much time to go into detail. And this is something that I do over quite a long period. But let me just summarize for you. And you can still get some lessons from this. So it's a four part high value marketing system that you can create. The first is that you need to really know your 10 P's. Back in the day, we used to call it 4 P's, but now it is now 10 P's. And what are they? Your product. You know, you have to strategize about your product, making sure that you have and you outline to your customers the features, but more importantly, the benefits. Then your pricing, that has to be a strategy. You can't just put out any price out there. You've got to think about what pricing you're going to put out there and what is the rationale for that pricing. It's really important to think about it. Another important thing is the place. Where is your product going to be, you know, distributed from? Is it going to be online? Do you have a shop? Another important aspect is the promotion. How are people going to hear about you? What type of promotion are you going to do? But now they've extended these 4 P's to other things like people, because people are an important part of your business. So who are the other people that are going to, you know, be involved in your business? Another reason why businesses fail is because they don't have the right processes. They haven't thought about the processes. And that's a very important aspect of your marketing strategy. Also, partners. You can see that I'm partnering with Business Growth with Riri, sponsored by First Bank. They're my partners. So which partners can help you in your marketing strategy? Another aspect of the 10 P's is programs, i.e. events. What kind of events can you do to grow your business? The physical space, do you own a shop? Do you own a store? Where are you going to have your products? And then the final one is positioning. Positioning in terms of how are you going to position yourself in the marketplace? What type of branding feature are you going to position yourself as? So these 10 P's are so important. Another aspect of the high value marketing system that you can create is your marketing plan. You need a marketing plan, you know. And people say to me, Riri, I'm coming next week, I'll do my marketing plan. Or I'll do my marketing plan the week after. And before you know it, they don't have a marketing plan because they're trying to write a big essay. Nobody says that you need to write a big essay on marketing plan. You just need a marketing plan that is simple, sweet, short, and simple. Okay. It has objectives. It has your marketing channels. It has a rationale as to why you want to put different products or services in different marketing channels. And then timelines and budgets, finished. Okay. And then the third part of your marketing, your high value marketing, is your compelling message. Because guess what? We are in the information age and we are bombarded with messages every day, every minute, every second. I can guarantee you that after this show, when I go to my inbox, it's going to be filled with lots and lots of messages. So what does that mean? That means that your customers are, they have so many people trying to get their attention. So how can you get somebody's attention? How can you get your your target market's attention. You have to get it with a grabbing headline. You have to get it with content that speaks to your customer's pain. You have to, you know, write compelling message that makes them think, wow, she's really talking to me. You have to have a compelling message that makes them stop in their tracks and say, wow, she really knows what I'm going through and she can really help me, okay? And the fourth part of the high value marketing is your irresistible offer. I know you've probably heard of this before. How can you create an irresistible offer that can't be copied, that has a deadline so that people can pick it up today? What irresistible offer can you have that other people can't easily copy? It's something that you've got to really think about in terms of your marketing strategy. Now, before I go on, I've got a special message from our leading sponsor, First Bank. First Bank really understand the challenges of business owners and entrepreneurs. And if you run a small business, this is a special message to all our listeners from First Bank. They have the following to say to you. So come on board firstbillspay.com. I said firstbillspay.com for exposure to over 18 million customers. Did you write that down? Firstbillspay.com. Another one. Dial *894*99# to get your unique USSD code to accept payments instantly from your customers. Payments can be made from any phone, no data required. Remember, it is *894*99# to get your unique USSD code. Okay. Enjoy discounts on conferences and meeting rooms when you pay with your First Bank card at First Bank Partner Hotels in Lagos. I told you that they really understand the challenges that you're going through and they want to offer you such things. Okay. So you can get your discounts from conferences and meeting rooms when you pay with your First Bank cards, and then get the First Bank Naira credit card to take care of your business contingencies. Finally, save time when you use large sum option to make bulk withdrawal on your First Bank ATMs. So all you need to do is join First Bank SME Connect on smeconnect.firstbanknigeria.com to elevate your business today. Let me say that again, smeconnect.firstbanknigeria.com. So if you've just tuned in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm talking about how you can create your sales and marketing strategies. So the next one is about strategies, sales strategies. And I know even for my own clients that come through me, when you talk about sales, everybody sort of goes, oh my God, sales. Yes, you need to sell in order to grow your business. But there's a strategy for selling. And so I'm going to go through a few things that you can help, that can help you with your strategy. So make sure that you're listening. So one of the things you can do is ask yourself the following. How many sales do you want this week? Like how many? And how many people do you need to see to make a sale? How many? And that is why it's really important to start noting down data, because your data will help you with this. And how many activities do you need to do to generate one lead? One lead. So could it be your Facebook ad? Or perhaps you need to go live? Or maybe it's your Google ads? Or maybe you're going to send out your sales team on sales trips? Or maybe it's a speaking engagement. You need to start collecting data to see which of these work for you. And the final thing that I want to talk to you about in terms of your sales strategy is, have you got your sales objections covered? Because we're all selling, aren't we? And what is the kind of response we get a lot of the times? Hey, not today. I can't afford it. I don't have time. I'm about to go into a meeting. There's all sorts of sales objections, aren't there? Now, what you need to do is that you need to have all the sales objections in some kind of data. And then you need to have all the responses that you can give to your potential customers, to counteract the objection. And when you do that, you'll find that your sales will go up because you know what they're going to say. You can give them the responses that have worked again and again and again, because the sales strategy is really a system, you know? And when you do this, you will see that your sales will improve. Let me tell you one thing. Customers, they like to buy, but they don't like to be sold. Even you, even me. If I'm in a shop and I'm looking at a dress and a sales assistant comes to me and says, "Oh, madam, can I help you?" I will say to her, no, don't worry. I'm okay. Because I just want to have control. I don't want to feel like I'm being forced to buy, you know? So I like to buy, you like to buy, your customers like to buy, but they don't like to be sold to. Now, the final thing that I want to say to you is find out who can hold you accountable for your sales goals. Because a lot of the time, there's a lot of distractions. So many things are making us distracted. Who can hold you accountable for your sales goal? Find that one person that can help you. I remember back in the day when I started my business, I had accountability partners, and they really did. They made me focus on my sales goals, and it helped me. So you think about somebody that can help you and hold you accountable. So that's the end of today. I hope these lessons have been beneficial to you. And if you found them useful, remember to tell your other business colleagues to tune in, same station, same time. So next week, I'll be discussing how to seek funding. You don't want to miss it. Thank you very much for tuning in. You've been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and this SME show, once again, is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Take care and stay blessed.